going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, 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 what do we have here? It is indeed the Wojo and Rieger Show on 97.1 The Ticket. We got a big Lions-Bears game coming up on Sunday, and I don't even think we need to belabor the college games. Michigan-Nebraska, Michigan State Rutgers, bleh, bleh. Lions-Bears.
Yes.
And I mentioned to the little Rico and the Man kids there that this has a chance to be a double whammy defeater, whatever that is. The Lions could win back-to-back games for the first time in the Holmes-Campbell regime. Hold on.
Okay.
We put Quinn Trisha together. How do we do Holmes-Campbell? The Hamble? The
Combs? How about Hamble? I like Hamble.
Hamble. Okay.
I like Hamble.
Under the Hamble regime,
yeah.
First back-to-back wins if they were to win, and first road win if they were to win. And Rieger, and I feel like I say this every week, and it sort of is true every week, of course the Lions could win that game. They're like a 2.5-point underdog at Chicago. I know your boy Justin Fields went nuts last week.
He's been very good the last 2-3 games. Just
yeah,
saying.
They've lost 5 of their last 6 games, the Bears.
They
have.
Are the Bears, though. So they're just rebuilding. They just traded away their entire team.
So just calm
Quinn,
the bleep down,
gone.
All right? But if the Lions, let's just play this little game. We love to play our little word games, right? And we're
yes.
not going to ask you for your prediction or is it a must win? Of course it's a must win.
No, who cares?
They're 2-6, 2 games out of the wild card. If the Lions were to go into Chicago on Sunday and beat the Bears, it would mean what?
Blank. Fill in
what?
The blank.
What?
I can tell you what it means.
Well, Rieger, if the Lions were to
yes,
go into Chicago and beat the Bears on Sunday, it would mean what?
It would mean Dan Campbell got his first road win and his first 2-game winning streak. It would also
don't
mean...
Don't patronize me like that. I just said that.
I know. But it would also mean... It would also mean that in an NFC that is absolutely atrocious.
What are you about to say? Wait, go ahead. What are you about to say?
Congratulations.
Let me listen.
You're doing what every other bad team has done. Winning games. Like, I don't think it would mean that much.
Oh. I thought you were edging towards, it would mean maybe they're edging towards playoff contention. You weren't going there?
No, although I did look it up, and before you give yours, and we want to hear from the people, 248-539-9797, what would a win against the Bears mean? It would mean blank. Fill in the blank. But I looked at it.
Yeah?
They're 2 games out of a wild card spot.
Yes, they are.
If you want to just indulge for a quick second.
Yeah.
Their
kind of,
schedule moving forward
kind of pathetic that we are,
is
but go ahead.
Not the most difficult. Now, next week they go to the Giants. That could be a tough game.
Oh, please.
But now all of a sudden the one game that was unwinnable was Thanksgiving against the Bills.
Yeah.
And now Josh Allen's out.
Yeah. Now, is he out for sure by then?
Well, I don't know how long he's going to be out, but I don't think he's going to play.
Right.
And if he does play, he's probably not going to be as effective. It's an elbow issue.
Yeah, it is.
So, and look at Stafford with his elbow issue. So
yeah.
That game all of a sudden becomes winnable. All you would have to do is win.
I'm not even sure about that, but go ahead.
All you would have to do is win how many games to be in the graphic in a bad NFC where a bunch of three-win teams are still so alive.
Well, they're 2-6.
Yes, and they're two games out of a wild card.
If they got to
7?
5-7
yeah.
with five games left, I mean, I'm not saying
you're
they
right
would be,
in
but,
there.
But they'd be thrown into the mix.
And by the
not?
Way, you've more than likely knocked off a bunch of teams that were also on the cusp, right? So you're knocking them down a peg.
Now, this is, and let me preface this by saying,
we don't believe this.
We're being completely pathetic right now.
Oh, of course.
And I normally don't say that about a little program.
Yeah, but
we're being completely pathetic.
But they force us to be this pathetic.
But they do. They do.
Yes.
I agree with that. So if they were to beat the Bears in Chicago on Sunday, what would it mean? This is what it would mean.
Yes.
It would mean that they have taken at least two and maybe three legitimate steps.
Oh, my goodness.
Toward having a legitimate defense.
Oh.
Because if they beat the Bears, that means they shut down Justin Fields to a certain degree, right?
Or
quarterbacks that run nuts over them, that's been the issue many, many times.
Yeah, but it could go a different way. It could go the offense goes crazy like they have a couple games already, whether it be Seattle.
Well, it could, but I'm just saying if they beat the Bears, I'm going to assume that the defense that flashed some young studs
like
last
Kirby
week.
Joseph, Aiden Hutchinson.
Yes,
Derek
we'll do
Burns.
It again. And I'm not predicting that will happen. I'm not predicting they'll hold the great Justin Fields to fewer than 40 yards rushing. But if they were to win the game, that is how they would win. And I do think all it takes in the NFL, and maybe any sport, but in the NFL more, all it takes in the NFL to get people's attention is two straight wins. That's literally all
it
takes. I
agree, especially in this town.
In any town.
No, you're right.
Like two straight wins, that's like, I don't know, 15% of your season back-to-back. And you know the last time the Lions won two straight games?
Oh, this is going to be depressing.
No, not that depressing. But I'm going to ask you when it was, last time the Lions won two straight, who the coach and general manager was, and who were the two victories against, and who was in the president at the time?
Last time they won two straight?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of feel they went two straight in year one or year two of Patricia.
Mm.
Yeah, so they beat the Dolphins and they beat the Patriots, I feel, back-to-back games.
Yeah, okay. They might have, but that wasn't the most recent time.
All right,
the most recent time was October of 2020. Not that long ago, the Quintricia era.
Oh.
Both victories back-to-back were on the road at Jacksonville and Atlanta.
Oh, easy wins.
I can hardly even remember how those transpired.
It is amazing. All these seasons of Lions football, they're all pathetic, so they just kind of blur into each other.
Yeah.
Like if I told you a Matt Millen era team or a year team, you couldn't remember specifics about it because they were all the same. They lost.
Yeah, I don't remember. Honest to God, I don't. Who did the Lions play last week? I mean, I don't remember things
Packers.
Like that. Okay.
They won.
And maybe during the break I'll look up when the last time was they won three in a row, or maybe we'll wait for the Sunday game to unfold. 248-539-9797. That's also the little ticket text. Simply answer this. And you can be snarky if you want.
Absolutely.
We're not waving any pom-poms, not saying it's going to happen, but it's a little bit of a coin flip when you're a 2.5-point dog on the road. That's kind of, they think you're the same team as each other. If the Lions were to beat the Bears, what would it mean? And I'm simply saying to me, because I think they would win with defense, it would mean maybe they found some defensive pieces.
I'll give you the number one answer of what people will say I feel.
Nothing.
They'll say
it means
screwing our draft pick. That's what they'll say.
Well, okay.
You know I'm right.
Well, that's true, but that wouldn't ultimately be what it means as far as the – I guess it would. Whatever, if you want to say that. I'm looking more for what you think about the team or the
– Or the – right, the regime.
Or the Hamble regime.
I actually like yours, though. I do, because that would mean they slow down one of the hottest quarterbacks in all of football.
Right.
And we do know that the Lions struggle on the road, and we do know that they can't for the life of them stop a running quarterback. And Justin Fields just rushed for 178 yards, setting a quarterback rushing record. So,
you know, I'm amazed that that's the quarterback rushing record. Michael Vick had 173.
Yeah.
But I believe Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick had like a ton in a playoff game.
In a playoff game, 181.
Wow.
So it's a regular season record, which I don't know.
Okay.
I thought somebody would have had more.
So I was right about this. Let me read a quick ticket text and we'll go to some phones, okay?
What?
You two are pathetic dopes.
I knew it.
Talking about you and I.
Yep,
the
I knew
only,
it.
Only in caps, things a win on Sunday would mean would for this dumpster fire organization is a lower draft pick. But hell, they screw up top draft picks, so what does it even matter? Any idiot, goes on, that's still a fan of this team deserves every ounce of never-ending kick in the nuts they get.
Oh, my. Now, first of all, if we acknowledge and declare ourselves pathetic idiots, people can't call us that, right? If we already put it on the table, it's just redundant if they call us that.
Okay, but
is that pathetic to at least? I mean, it's not like they're going to play the Bills with Josh Allen on the road on Sunday, right?
But I think what people are saying to you and me, the two pathetic idiots, us, is it's already over. Like, stop talking about it.
Okay, then say it just means nothing then. Yeah, I don't care.
And I do.
You're still
going to
watch the game.
Nothing. Of course you are, because that's what we're programmed to do.
I guarantee you, Jeffrey Rieger, as you sit here at Little Caesars Arena right now, don't lie to me either.
Yeah.
I guarantee you if the Lions went in there and won like 24-10, your little Lions radar would be beep, beep, beeping like crazy, and you'd come stomping in on Monday eager to talk Lions.
Okay.
Guarantee it.
So work with me for a quick second. I just touched you. I'm sorry for touching you.
Yeah, stop it.
I won't do it again. Yeah. Right now, and I'll only do this one time, and I'll never do it again, I swear.
Okay.
Right now, the Lions are 2-6. If they win, they'll take out a Bears team that currently is one spot ahead of them at 3-6. If they have three wins, all of a sudden, they're one game out of a playoff spot.
Wow.
With seven to go. Eight to go.
And then they come home to play Jacksonville, am I right?
No.
They go to the Giants.
Yeah, which is winnable.
Okay. Work with me.
And then after that, they take on a Josh Allen-less team on Thanksgiving.
Right. And then you got Jacksonville
which is
Carolina.
A winnable game as well.
All right.
And then you go Jacksonville, the Vikings at home, and then at the Jets. Now, those are going to be tough.
The only reason
The
only reason I feel comfortable throwing out the number and soliciting text and phone calls is because we acknowledge that we are pathetic idiots.
Yes.
But what else do you want to do at this stage? Right?
I agree.
You just want to talk about where are they going to draft? Number four, who's it going to be?
I do wonder what people think it would mean. Maybe it means nothing. Maybe it means absolutely nothing. And I'm good with that, by the way.
Yeah, I am too. 248-539-9797. Wojo and Rieger on 97.1 The Ticket.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user.
Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.